Yuma Peregimel Mishneh Tes. We had the previous Mishnah, we had the Seder of the Vidui, of the power of the Kohen Gadol. He was standing Bein Ulam V'Lamizbeach, described over there the exact positioning of the Parah, the exact positioning of the Kohen, V'Semech Shtei Yod V'Lov Mizvada, the whole Seder HaVidui. The Mishnah doesn't say yet what happened with the Shechita, the Zrikas Adam, and so on. The Mishnah moves on to the next chelik of the Avodah, which was the Shnei, Me'eis Adas Me'eis So Yikach Shnei Siri Yizim Lechatos. This is the Soil Lashem and the Soil Lazozel. Here, since there was a whole process of the Goyrul, they didn't start Be'ulam Ben Ulam Ben Amizbeach. You don't want to bring the Behemo without need before the Shechita, or before the Smicha, which is Samach to the Shechita, to Ben Ulam Lamizbech, because if the, again, like we said in the previous Mishnah, if the behemoth is Matul Glolim, it's not covered for the Mizbech, it's not covered for the Shechina, for the Ulam. So Memela, he walked back to the Mizrach of the Azor, the side that was furthest away from the entrance into the Kodesh, to, towards the Sha'arim, the Sha'ar Nikna, which was the entrance way to the Azor. He had to be in the Azor, because it says, Vehemet Oysim Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem always means the Azor. Boloi l'mizrecho Azor, he went to the furthest part of the Azor, away. L'tzvoin ha-mizbeach. The assumption is that l'tzvoin ha-mizbeach is all the chalokim of the Avodah, of Kodesh Kedoshim, has to be done v'tzofen. The Shechita also has to be l'fnei Hashem. And the Pasuk says tzofeinu. So the whole Esek of being miyachid, which was done with the Goyrul Hashem, the Goyrul Azazel, was also done. But it has to be, can be done in the Mizrach of the Azor. It has to be in the Azor, but it's done in the Mizrach, the Tzofon. Haskan mi minoi v'roish beis av l'smoyle. Here there was a whole procedure. The Sgan is the Kohen who's the second in Madrega to the Kohen Gadol. We see that he hands it to him. He's the one that finishes off the Shechita we had before in the Mishnayis. One of his tafkidim in the Beis HaMikdash was the being Malava and standing on the right side. For Rosh Beis Av, the Rosh Beis Av is not necessarily the second. It happens to be that's whose turn it was. The Gevaldik is chus that Beis Av had, that their job was to be in position to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. At least the Avodah is that the Kohen Gadol didn't do. You can feel all the sheets, is the way we describe it. For Shom Shnei Seirim. There were the two Seirim standing. The Kalpi Hoysa Shom. Kalpi is a big box, empty box of wood. Uboshne Gerolois. Shal Eshkeroya Hoyu. Eshkeroya is a type of very expensive wood. It was made of wood, but it was made of expensive wood. Vason Ben Gamla Shal Zov. Ben Gamla is Yeshua Ben Gamla. You have all over Shas. Yeshua Ben Gamla was a Kohen Gadol. We have Yeshua Ben Gamla was the one that Gemara Bava Basra says he was mezaken that there should be melamde tinoikos. So he was a tzaddik and he was a mezakes or rabbi. And one of his oifanim that he was mahadir the avodah was this box or the kalpi shel eitz of eshkeroya. He made it out of zov. Loi maskirin oitz l'shvach. They were maskirin l'shvach. About that, it's an upgrade. It's a hiddur for the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah, the Mishnayis, Haboim Aleinu, are going to describe, once we described one person who was generous, who was menadiv something, the Mishnah is going to list off a bunch of things that were made for the Beis HaMikdash of Maskir Nois and Lashvach, and then the Mishnah is going to add something else too. Mishnah Yud. Ben Katin Oso Shneim Oso Dad L'Kior. He made 12 spouts for the Kior. Expensive undertaking. They had to redo the kior in a way with much more spouts, and it was made v'izdavtzan. It was made that the what was the number 12? Why 12? There were 12 kehanim that were done. Lefi the seder that we had the pious of the Talmud Shachar earlier in the Mishnayis, there are 12 kehanim necessary for that first chelik of the avodah. Actually, there were 13. There were 13 kehanim. Look over there in the Mishnayis. The 13th, that didn't need a spout for him, was the Shoichit of the Karban Talmud. Shechita, as we know, is kosher bizar. So that was the 12. Shalahayu lo'el l'shnayim, the original kiyor only had two. So that upgrade, which was a shvach, it was a tzura, that all the kahanim washed simultaneously. There was a yoifi to it, b'roivam. V'afu also muchni l'kiyor, he also made, muchni is a pulley system where they could take the kiyor and they could lower it into a bar. What was the purpose of that? What's mavur in the sugya is that the water that was put in the kiyor to be used was niskadish. It's not stam water. It's not stam adin to wash. A tefillah and a mikveh is a tefillah's general taras hagof. We said this hagdor comes from Rabbi Seinu Mibrisk. The kiyor and the kanoi wasn't stam a kiddush. It was a din. It was a chalois that the mayim created a state of klishoris on the Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kehanim. That being said, like every other chelik of anything that's in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdosh, becomes nifsal belino. Anything that's left over overnight becomes overnight. So lino means it's lon overnight. It becomes posel. Basel kochim, any other dam, any other thing that's left over by nightfall becomes posel. The mayim that's in the ki and the kanoi also will become posel lino. If it would stay up. What they do, they submerged it in a bar. What they did was, inside the bar, there was a spring, and then the water had access that the waters were nischaber. Once the waters are nischaber, it's considered part of the natural water that's there, and then it doesn't become nifsal belina because it doesn't have its own identity. And then they were able to pull it up the next morning with that water. V'afu asa muchni lakiyo shalayu meimov nifsalin belina. It was nifsal b'shvach. We'll add one more of Hezbollah to this din, that when it's in the mayon, it's not nifsal b'lina. The gedder of nifsal b'lina, mavur in the sugyas, is when something, this is a sugya in Zvachim Dav Chof, that the nifsal b'lina, the din, the chalois psul, in the hegdash of nifsal b'lina, is anything in a klisharis. That means you can have basa kachem, it doesn't become posel overnight, you're allowed to eat basa kachem. Dam, that's niskadish, in a kli, you won't be able to be zayik the next day. Maybe stir the dam of a carbon that's brought the last second before Shkia and do that by the next day. No. Since the dam is, the Kedushas HaDam is to be in the Skabal and to stay in the Klisharis, anything in the Klisharis overnight becomes Nifsal Belina. So the water that's in the Kiyor of a Kanoi, if it's considered that its place is in the Kiyor, it becomes Nifsal. Once it's lowered into the bar, it's connected to the Mayon, it's considered that it's not in the Klisharis, it's in the Mayon. That itself takes it out of the state of being lon in the klisharis overnight. You don't have that halacha. Munbaz hamelech hayoyse kol yodos hakelim shel yom kippurim shel zov. Munbaz hamelech that we know from the sugis is sugim bava basa daf yud aleph and tosfos subs and daf zayin brings that munbaz hamelech. What's mavur in the sugis is that he was a descendant of Beis Chashmonaim. But Lamaisa, what's brought in the Rishonim, Tiferes Yisrael brings. So Alpi Yosifun, there's a lot of Midrashim that bring Munbiz. That he was a ger, he was a king of a neighboring kingdom near Eretz Yisrael, and he was Megaya with his mother, Hiloni Amalka. They were Anoshim Gedolim. There was a whole family, the royal family that was Megaya, and they were kept Torah. Heroically, Hiloni Amalka was a Nezira. Barich was for many years. She came to Etzol, I got to Maisa with Hillel and Shammai. Good, so they were Anoshim Gedolim Admoed. Munbaz HaMelech, when he came to Yerushalayim, he had his royal duties, he wasn't able to come to Etzol as much as he would have wanted to. When he came to Etzol, so Memela, he donated, in order to have a chelik of the Beis HaMikdosh, he took from his royal treasury, Hoyoyse Kol Yodis HaKenu Shiyam HaKipurim Shel Zov. He upgraded the whole Avodas Beis HaMikdash of Yom Kippur, and it was Mahad the Beis Hashem. Hiloni imoy osusa nivresha shel zov al pischa shel heichal. Hiloni, his mother donated also from her nechasim, and she made some type of like a nivreshes. Literally means like a in Ivrit. It's a brush, but it's not really that. It's something spread out, like maybe like a fan. The Rav says a menorah was an actual menorah that had lights in it. It was a nevresha shel zov al pischa shel heichel, and it caught the rays of the sun, and it would light up. This way they wouldn't have to go out to Azar. It was a hiddur. In the beginning of the day, there was an otherworldly light that lit up the Azara, and they were able to see when the sun started coming up. Also, a yoifi and a hiddur in the everyday avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. V'af hi also saw tavla shel zov sheparsha soita ksuva aleo. She also made a tavla shel zov that was in the Beis HaMikdash. From that, they would copy the parsha soita. Interesting. I was wondered about this. How often did they have to write Parsha Zoyta? How many times did it even happen that they wrote Parsha Zoyta? They didn't have to bring a Sefer Torah to write from. No, it's a big hiddur. I understand something that was Mahadur every day, but the Tavla Shel Zov, the Parsha Zoyta. Nikanor. Nasu Nisim Ledal Soysa. First, let's shtel on the word Nikanor. It's his name. The Rav says, Shem Odom. Obviously, it's a name. Why does the Rav have to say it? The answer is because if you look at the Gemaras in other places, there was a general of the Yevonim, a Rosha Merusha, that was named Nikanor. That's not who we're talking about. We're talking about a Yid who was a Tzaddik. He went to Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim to bring back, to beautify the Beis Hashem. He brought back doors. And on the way back, his boat capsized. The Gemara says all story. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches. That he went and the whole boat capsized. They threw the doors overboard. They threw him with the doors overboard. He held on to the doors, and the doors carried him b'derech nes, and he came up to shore. Nasu nesim l'dal soysof. It was done purely l'shem shemayim. Memela, it was nasu nesim. V'yemaskinu esim l'shvach.